This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Away. Away makes first-class luggage at coach prices that allow you to charge your phone on the go. And for $20 off your order, go to awaytravel.com/WDW. And let me tell you, folks, I got a carry-on size Away travel bag. And I just traveled this weekend. Number one, it's crazy durable. Super lightweight. It's an amazing piece. Because I first got to go, this is interesting. It's very light. I pick it up one hand. My son could probably pick this up. But wow, if you start reading the booklets, they show a little cartoon of a sumo wrestler sitting on it, and it is like that. It's crazy, durable, but the coolest feature, and I know a lot of you guys, you've been in an airport, and I know this just sounds like an ad, but really, I just did this weekend. I was traveling down to Atlanta. I was able to load everything I wanted into it, except for like my suit that I kept in the hanging bag. Other than that, everything fit in this, you know, the small size travel, like they have all sizes, but this was in the carry-on size. But in this carry-on size, it has multiple USB outlets right in the back. When we usually lift up the handle,
yeah,
like the telescoping handle, right under there's a little flip. You flap it up, and there's three things. One is to charge it, one is a normal speed, and one is a super speed. So no longer will you be going to the airport looking for a plug.
No, we've all been there. It's the wall.
No more looking sad, looking like you got no place to go, no friends.
Wow, wow.
Because you're there alone with like your cord, and you're sitting down, and it's awkward. No more sitting on an airport floor.
The dirty carpet.
Yeah. No more of that. All you have to do is legitimately take your cord, plug it straight into the bag. It has enough battery to charge your phone multiple times, as well as whatever other USB device you have. It's 360 degree spinner wheels, if you like those.
I like those.
Boom, you can just take it anywhere.
You know what my favorite part of that is?
What?
Going straight, pushing your down the aisle.
I know.
And you're like, hey guys.
You look like a boss.
Yeah.
All right, it also has a cool lock. Remember when you seen the lock?
Yeah, and I was confused because I was like, I didn't think you could lock your luggage.
Yeah.
But there's like now FAA approved or TSA approved lock.
Yeah.
And like I said, man, I packed so much into this. They actually have a patent-pending interior design that it's a compression system that kind of buckles in. I even put my computer in it. There was a slot for my computer. They are coming to us as WDW Today. They know you guys are traveling. It really will help us out because, number one, they're an awesome sponsor, but they also are believing in us and believing in our podcast. And thank you guys so much for listening. And if you want to know a great way to support it, go pick yourself up a new piece of luggage at Away Travel. It is awaytravel.com/WDW and use the promo code WDW to get $20 off your order, which is a pretty big chunk. Again, awaytravel.com/WDW and use that promo code WDW and you get $20 off. And that's how they know that you heard about it right here on WDW Today. Thanks to Away Travel. And now on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, January 18th, 2017, and this is episode 1547.
It's my birthday week.
It is. Happy birthday.
Week.
To Terry? No, that's Will's voice. Some people get confused.
Yeah, they don't know.
Happy birthday. How old are you?
Clearly don't listen to the podcast.
By the way, I'm Logan.
I'm Will.
Terry.
How old are you turning?
49.
49 years young.
Yep.
You and...
I'm a whippersnapper, is what they call me.
Moving into the villages?
Not yet.
Five more years.
Six.
Five more years. Six more years, unless you're in that 20% rule.
What's that mean?
20% of people have to be under. It's legal. It's like a discrimination law.
Oh, I like that. So I could maybe opt in.
You could.
Now.
Yeah, sure. Or if you work there. I don't know if you can live there if you work there. I think you can.
Sometimes they give you a waiver if you work at places like that.
Yeah. You could take your kids to the schools there. You could, I don't know, you could do lots of stuff.
I'm also not 49. Also not moving to the villages.
That's true. Will is 31. A ripe 31 years old.
He's the same age as you. I love that you're asking.
Well, it's discussion for a podcast, Will. We just discuss.
Oh, I'll chop out me criticizing
you. You're 31 years old.
Right.
We are all over 30 now.
Yeah.
And we're still here talking about Disney World.
Do you think 30 will ever be over the hill?
No.
Like, you think we'll hit a point...
To say like 50 is the new 50.
No, but I'm saying what if we get to a point of diminishing returns, everyone starts having life expectancy real young.
They like drops to 60.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or 50.
Yeah.
Then maybe.
Could
I remember going to your dad's over the hill party at 40.
40, yeah.
Yeah, I remember we had an inappropriate cake.
Yeah,
that now would be socially not
acceptable.
No,
he was a minister of the gospel.
He is,
but currently. I'm saying it was inappropriate at a church.
Well, no, it wasn't in 1990. I mean, 1988.
It was in the 90s.
Was it? How old is your dad now?
Oh no, it maybe it was be. Like it was 1990. I think.
Yeah, right on the nose, right somewhere in there. You can do the math. Start thinking how old your dad is.
Don't know.
You gave up on that.
Yeah, gave up on those numbers.
Well,
we also had a cane and a wheelchair, I think.
Yeah, that's what was on the cake. The cake was a man rolling down in a wheelchair down a big
Push
chocolate
granny off
hill,
the cliff, like the Republicans.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got here, but. They don't do go over the hill parties as much anymore.
Not that we're attending at least.
I see Party City. I mean, we should. We didn't throw Terry over the hill party.
Coming up.
No, he's already over 40.
Oh. I was giving you the benefit of the doubt there.
We're too late.
No, 45's the new 40 in my book.
50, maybe.
Nah, I like numbers that end in 5.
Okay, so 45. So
half of 90.
You've got 14 years. Just like it is also new presidential week. Is the Hall of Presidents officially closed their doors last night as we were recording this, so the night before last, whenever you're listening to this, or maybe 5 or 6 years ago, depending on when you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Because I know that. Some people have asked about old episodes of WDW Today and have tweeted me about it. We are working on a way to get some of those up, but they were all on Matt's server. Some still are. Some are gone. And one day we'll figure out a way to re-release some of those. Problem is a lot of the content is out of date. And the problem with that is a lot of new listeners don't know otherwise. So it's kind of confusing, but we'll get to it one day. How you guys doing? Any Disney news in your life?
I did not go to Disney over the weekend.
You didn't, Terry?
No.
I went to the Disney Store outlet.
Oh, tell me about that.
It was a bummer. They removed...
Big sale.
It was a twice upon a year sale.
Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
Twice upon a year?
I think so. Look, someone look that up for me. It's twice upon a something. And the deals weren't that great. And they have removed the Disneyland section, which bummed me out. So they have no more parks merch. Now
I heard they're closing it down.
The outlet?
Disneyland.
Oh, Disney's gone. Yeah. I asked someone about it. And they said they may restock.
Twice upon a year still.
Yeah. Twice upon a year. They may... they may restock, but for right now that they have eliminated that section. So actually, it's mostly now Disney Store items.
Get a Jesse wind-up figure for $7.99, normally $9.95.
Oh, it's $2 off, not even.
I feel like every time you go to that Disney outlet, you're always like, oh, I got you this thing, Terry, but yeah, I never get it.
I loaded up, usually I load up like a giant bag of things, and it's like, you have 87 items, that's going to cost you $102. I had one experience there where there was legit, they were like overflowing in these giant princess castles, and my niece wanted one, and I went up and I paid for it. It was supposed to be like $100, but it was huge. I mean, it was a giant, it was Christmas level present. But I was like, you know what, this is before we had kids, or maybe we just had our son. I'm like, we'll spoil her, we'll get it for her. I put that, get those Southwest points. And I went up there and they're like, all right, we gave you a discount of exactly 105. Like they just gave it to us. Which I'm like, that's very nice of you, Disney
Store.
Good
discount, Disney Store. Making the magic happen on the daily.
Yeah, so, but I don't think I got anything from me. But what I realized is that during the sale, even though it was a sale, a lot of stuff was in outlet pricing. And they have all the new Rogue One stuff and Star Wars stuff. And of course, that's what my son wants. So ended up being a lot of more money than usual. And now that I have the girls and they're picking out stuff.
He didn't want to wind up Jesse?
No, what did he get? He got a Doc Hudson because the 10th anniversary of Cars. So those were not discounted.
Kind of crazy to think about.
I know. Did we see Cars together? The first one?
Yeah.
I know. We saw it with Amanda.
Carmike.
Yeah, I think with Amanda and me and you saw Cars and we were very disappointed. Now coming back around to it, I love it. But at the time, it was not as fun as we would have hoped.
Not as much nudity as I was hoping.
Well, I mean, everyone. No one's wearing clothes. She likes me for my body.
Yeah, that's Mater.
Uh-huh. That's from the Cars movie. Cars 1.
I've seen that.
I know.
I saw it with you. Yeah, 10 years
ago at the Carmack Theater. I'm trying to think what else we got. A couple of those diecast Star Wars figures, which aren't cheap. Anything cool? Some clothes. Riker. The only thing that was a really great deal was they had Halloween costumes for like $5. So we got a Hawkeye, a Falcon, Spider-Man, and Iron Man for like $20 for all of them, which was great. So, but that was all my Disney I did this week. I didn't do a whole lot else. You still haven't seen Moana, right?
No, I've seen Moana.
Oh, you did see it?
No, I did see Moana.
Okay. What's your favorite part?
He didn't see it.
I mean,
you fell asleep during it.
No, I watched the whole movie. It's not
that kind of movie where you have a favorite part. Logan's told me his favorite part.
I have a very specific favorite part.
Yeah.
moment, song?
I enjoyed the whole thing. I liked the...
didn't say it.
This is like a Cheesecake Factory review.
I like the whole menu.
Yeah. See, it's giant. There's so many options.
I'm just trying to think.
It comes out on DVD in like 3 weeks, so...
I'll have to watch it DVD, and find a favorite moment.
Okay. My favorite is the shiny moment. You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
The shiny moment.
My goodness, Terry.
He didn't see the movie.
You did not see...
I did see the entire movie.
You saw Trolls, I think.
No, I did not see Trolls.
Well, there's nothing wrong with seeing Trolls, but it sounds like shiny. It's a big shiny musical number with Tamatoa. Tamatoa hasn't always been so grand. I was a drab little crab once.
I did see the entire movie.
And you don't remember what I'm saying at all. You've never actually... A giant crab villain.
Look on your face is blank.
The most random scene in the movie, giant Jermaine Clement from Fly the Conchords, is a giant crab covered in gold.
Yes.
That's, yes.
Where they go like...
They go, the, yes.
Down
the... They go down the hatch to his lair.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was your favorite scene.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that song so much. It's like a Bowie song. It's perfect. Riker hates it. He's scared of it in a funny way. He thinks it's hilarious. He did buy a giant Maui hook, which is, by the way, the most dangerous thing. Way worse than a lightsaber.
Like, is it like crafted out of a bone of an orca?
Well, it's plastic, clearly, but it is that sort of idea. It's the same shape as the hook, and it lights up. But if he hits you with it...
Okay, first of all, let's just clear the air here. Riker doesn't know when to fake hit.
No, he's working on it.
He
doesn't kayfabe.
He clobbered me in the head with a lightsaber the other night. Real hard.
It ain't kayfabe, for record. He goes full force.
Yeah,
he didn't pull his punches.
He uses foreign objects.
We're actually going to get him in the Wild Samoans training camp in Claremont so he can learn how to...
How to wrestle.
Do the Wild Samoans have a training camp in Claremont?
Claremont or Mineola, somewhere right there. Yeah.
Claremont just has everything.
I love it.
It's amazing.
Claremont does not have everything.
It's got a beautiful event center.
I dispute that it has everything.
It has a beautiful event center. It has some really good
Olympic
friends.
It's the Olympic athlete capital of the world or whatever. I don't know.
Athlete capital of the world.
Shiny.
Oh, this show's gone off the rails. I need to take a quick break here and tell you about a way... Travel. You heard it earlier in the show. You should have. You should have been listening. But away.
Right at the top.
It was right at the beginning. So, again, maybe you were tired. You didn't hear it. Something like that. But Away Travel, again, not only are they supporting us here at WDW today, they want you to get some high quality, affordable luggage. They start just at $225 plus you get $20 off for being a listener of WDW today. But there's a very specific way you have to do it. You have to go to awaytravel.com/WDW. And then when it's time to check out, you got to put in your promo code, use WDW, and you get that $20 off. They come in a bunch of colors, a bunch of sizes, carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, the large. And again, the best part about it, you can charge your phone or your device right in the bag.
Also a pretty cool gift set they've got.
Yeah.
I was checking out. Same price. Comes with a gift card that for a person to purchase that size. It also comes with a mini case made out of the same material with some travel socks, some shampoo, conditioner,
gift
stuff like that. Yeah, it's called the gift set. Same price, but you get these extra little perks.
And for those of you, I kind of tweeted this out earlier and said, hey, check this out. I'm charging my phone while I'm traveling. You can find that picture, by the way, on our Twitter at WDW Today Podcast. Someone says, well, how do you charge the bag? Well, I think it's just a mini USB.
Yeah.
And you plug it right into the wall. So easy peasy. I did fail to mention this, and this will wrap this up. It is a risk-free 100-day trial, so at any point you want to return it, you can. Plus, it has a lifetime warranty, meaning something breaks, wheel breaks, something happens. They're either going to fix it or fully replace it for the rest of your life, people. $225 entry point. It's awesome. We hope to continue to partner with them, and for that to happen, we really need your support. And how you can do that is go to, again, awaytravel.com/WDW, use promo code WDW, and that tells them you heard about it right here on our show. Now, back to what we're talking about.
Speaking of off the rails, can we talk about...
I thought you were going to go way dark.
Can we talk about the Disney monkey that's been floating around the internet this weekend?
Yes.
Not my internet.
Well, so actually, weirdly enough, someone in our WDW Today group a few months ago posted a picture of a service pony or a miniature horse, which I didn't know was allowed. It is totally allowed, 100%.
Which is on the list of allowed.
It is
animals.
List of things that are allowed. And I think that's totally fine. It's bizarre to look at. I'm not necessarily for it, but I understand if people need it. I'm not going to bash someone's problem or a specific issue they have. I did get an, I do a feel nice like a miniature conversation.
Horse is a bit of an overkill when it comes to an animal.
But yeah, maybe. I got a nice conversation with the folks over at the Danish and O'Neill podcast. Again, not a podcast to listen to with the kids, but they talked about our show, and we talked about their show last time, and we're now become best buddies, and they've never heard us before, so they'll never hear this either. But I tweeted them that picture. The next, they went crazy, and they talked about it on their podcast. The next day, which was yesterday, there was a monkey spotted at Epcot. Presumably a service monkey, like a little spider monkey in a diaper getting his photo with Pluto. And this did make me think of, did our monkey friend come to life?
This feels like the California Grill has manifested itself in real life.
This has become a Disney movie. Magic has happened. He wished to Geppetto to become a real monkey, and now he's become one. No safari hat, though.
Inside the Magic says that their park regulations were breached.
Here's what I think. I think that's... Yes, there's a chance that we don't know the whole story. So that's why I don't want to go after these people. Do I think it's ridiculous that there are crazy animals running around in the airport and also at Disney World? Yeah, I think it's bizarre to even think about. I understand people need support animals, though, so I don't go after it. I don't know why this monkey was there or if he had a specific reason. So I don't want to go after the people bringing it in. It's more like, what in the world?
It just feels like an animal that can rip someone's face off.
Well, it's a spider monkey.
That kind of monkey's not going to rip someone's face.
It was on a leash.
But I will say that monkeys are known notoriously to be high maintenance, though.
Oh, yeah.
Especially those kind of monkeys. They're high maintenance.
Yeah, I always said that friend's monkey was a jerk.
Right. It's kind of the opposite of like a loyal, trained dog.
What's that monkey's name?
And friends? I don't remember. But I feel like using a monkey as a service animal, probably not an accurate or an appropriate animal to choose because you're probably doing more work. Monkeys, stop doing that. If your animal has to wear a diaper.
Marcel.
Like Marcel the Shell.
Yeah, it was the Marcel the monkey. Yeah, I agree with that. But again, we don't know why. Maybe Disney approved it. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was a special guest like they've had Grumpy Cat. Maybe we're going to see a YouTube series where this monkey is running around Disney World. And I'm not even I'm half joking, but you never know, because that is an odd thing. But
Pluto was, there's a video, you can go to YouTube, watch the video. Pluto was really into the monkey. The weirdest part about the whole thing for me
was... maybe a celebrity monkey.
Maybe a celebrity monkey is Dunstan. the cast photographer was just, like, capturing monkey moments. Like, if you look at, like, they're standing with Pluto, and the cast photographer is...
What would you do?
I was about to say, let's be honest. If you are the cast photographer,
because here's the deal.
Not the most exciting job.
Yeah, if you work in PhotoPass, you're pretty much taking the same photos.
1,000 times a day.
So when randomly a monkey shows up.
You're like, I'm going to follow him.
Yeah, I'm making my name. I'm getting a promotion.
It's the monkey photographer.
When it does come to service animals, though, I think what's allowed is, and this is actually a tip, what's allowed, I believe, is dogs and miniature horses. And I think those are the only two things that are actually on the approved list of service animals. So make sure that if you plan on bringing your animal into the park, that you do it. And I would encourage you guys to do so if you need it, but I also encourage you don't if you don't. I think there's an abundance of service animals we see on airplanes now that are just, you paid the $200 to get the certificate.
You
do what you want. What do I care?
Interesting.
Not ruining your fun.
I remember us looking up the type of animals that were allowed,
mm-hmm.
And now I'm looking at this best friends care things, and it says with the exception of service dogs, pets are not permitted in the theme parks. So I'm trying to find that list.
It certainly had miniature ponies on it, or miniature horses.
Yeah, we did do some research to confirm the miniature ponies.
And let me know. Look, I would like to hear from you guys because, look, I am. And I'd say I don't have the need for a service animal at this point in my life. I'd like to know what you do with your service animal. How do you go to the parks with it? I'd like to have you on the show maybe to talk about it because it's something that we can't really talk about because we don't have that issue or that maybe it's an issue, but we don't need it. So I'd like to know about how that works. How does your touring plan go? Does someone wait while you ride? What do you do?
Here's my concern. This is going to be one of those things that there are some people who genuinely need a service animal.
Yeah, it's like the guest assistance pass.
And then people bringing in all kinds of, random things, they're going to ruin it for the people who really legitimately need it, I fear.
Yeah, I think you're probably right in that.
I did find it.
Yep.
This is on the Walt Disney World Resort under service animal. Additional information. At Walt Disney World theme parks and resort hotels, a service animal is defined as any dog or miniature horse trained to do work or perform tasks for the benefit of an individual with a disability.
Right. So
it is very clearly defined. It's those two things.
Dog and can't bring your bald eagle in.
No falconry in the
park. That'd be so dangerous with the talons.
I mean, I think a miniature horse or a giant dog.
Miniature horses are friendly.
Yeah, except when they poop everywhere and kick you.
I think they have a satchel.
Clearly didn't see that. What's that show on MTV with the skater guy that had the
Travis Pastrana?
No, he's talking about Robin Big.
Yeah, they had a miniature horse that was mean as all get out back in the day.
That was not a service animal
horse. That's just a jerk. That's just a jerk horse.
Service animals are specifically trained.
The cabanas were being removed, right?
Yeah.
That's something new.
Done with it.
Well, I think they're done with it for now because it was always a test.
Test!
I still hope, secretly hope they have taken your idea and they're going to go on top of the roof with the cabanas.
I hope they do the Main Street USA. That's what a lot of people have said. But I don't understand that because a lot of those like forced perspective buildings. So I don't know if there's a way you're going to be dunking to get inside. Like they're going to have to build up construction. It seems like a lot. I have a feeling they're gone for good. But you never know. You never know what's going to come up. We did have news that Universal's first attraction coming out would go lineless. Any thoughts on that? You think we'll ever see that at Disney?
I love that idea. I think it's incredible. I think that to a degree, Disney's already starting to do that with booking the fast passes on the app. I think that the virtual waiting will really start to ramp up. And I think Universal is smart to be quick with it. But I could almost see something coinciding with like Star Wars Land or something with a big open. There's a new way to test it, a new rollout of the technology. I think it's a brilliant idea.
It makes total sense.
The concept is you check in and then you leave.
Yeah, instead of going in a standby line, they say, hey, it's 2 hours. It's like being in a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours. Go do whatever you want for 2 hours, and you're going to get a buzz on your phone. You can actually check in on your phone, too. And you'll get a notification of the time to return.
Nope. I think a lot of those experiences, like the at Universal, it's like Bumblebee comes out. It's like the characters that come out and almost do a little show.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot more of those things are going to pop up, and I feel like it would be similar at a little bit of Streetmosphere action going on, some little shows.
Merchandising.
Stuff like that. Also, people purchasing things, but little things to keep people busy when they're not in a ride.
Yeah, because right now it'll be 2 hours. Say it's a 2 hour wait for Jimmy Fallon, because that's what we're talking about, the new Jimmy Fallon attraction that's opening. And then eventually, Volcano Bay, the entire Volcano Bay is lineless. So you'll go check in, however you want to check in on your phone or in person at a kiosk. And then you could go ride other rides, still have the standby line until those to me inevitably go away. And then it's food, it's drink, it's hanging out, and you're going to monetize your wait time. And it's what you do right now, actually, if you have a guest assistance pass, what we call a disability assistance pass.
So we used kind of a version of that with my mother-in-law when we were at Disney for a day. When you guys were down there, we stayed at the house with you guys. And, you know, it was a lot more crowded than I expected. So, you know, we walked up to the safari and it was like 180 minutes. You know, my mother-in-law is not going to be able to stand for 180 minutes. So
it's the worst line, too.
And so we used that and, you know, it was flawless. Like we went and saw.
It's all in your phone now. It's great.
The phone thing wasn't working. So they did the old handwritten one.
Card, yeah.
But it worked fantastic because they just gave us they wrote out a card and said, come back in an hour. And we went and watched the Lion King show and just got in standby for that. And it was like, wow, could you imagine if it was really like that? It made it a lot more pleasant. It made it where, you know, you can really not feel like you're losing your entire day. And we went and stopped and got a drink. I mean, it worked.
You spent money.
We spent money and we had a positive. Because there's two costs to Disney when you're standing in line. One, you're not spending money. And two, you're getting mad and telling your friends about your bad experience, about how much you hated waiting in lines.
Yeah, and I think that Universal is easier for them to switch it on. And I think you'll see it. I think we're going to see some flaws in it. You're going to see some issues when they first roll it out, but it's going to be cool. I love the idea. I do think people have asked, will there still be an Express Pass? Because Universal makes so much money charging for their Express Pass. And I think there will. I think there'll be an Express Pass. If you want to do the ride right now, we still have the Express Pass.
I think you're going to see some version of that.
We have Express Pass, but then we also have your standby wait.
The key is going to be the logistics of it, though.
Yeah.
Like, if they, obviously, doing it on a small scale for someone with a need, like your mother-in-law,
it's easy,
very easy if you have half a percent or 1% of your guests that day have it.
Because did they just put you in the fast pass line at that point? Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you extrapolate that out, and also you talk about like the express pass at Universal and needing that still, it's going to...
They may not.
I'm just saying they're going to really have to figure out the logistics of it. And I don't doubt that they can, but it also has that potential of being a disaster.
Yeah. Right now, the Jimmy Fallon attraction, like they even a lot of people are promoting the line, but I guess what we're finding out is it's not a line. It's a legit museum of the Tonight Show they've built. So you can hang out there in a store, obviously.
Can you go in that if you're not even riding?
I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
I'm sure you can.
So... Also, kind of in the Disney universe, was a new FastPass experience coming to Disneyland.
Yes.
And it's, there's still a lot of confusion.
Jenny wanted to hop on Disneyland Jen and talk about that because she has experienced
the worst name thing I've ever heard of. It's MaxPass.
MaxPass, yeah. We'll get her on, though, in a couple of weeks to talk about it because it'd be something that someone at Disneyland who's experienced it. But essentially, they're kind of going the universal route where they're charging for a FastPass, right?
Disney Max Pass will be available for an introductory price of $10 a day. And it basically sounds like you're getting an unlimited rolling fourth, but at the beginning of the day, almost.
Okay.
So, and I talked with her over the weekend about it, actually. I was talking
Will's getting emotional.
No, sorry. I do have a slight touch of a cold.
Slight cold. Yes, bother.
Cold.
Honey.
So, and she was saying what's a little bit odd is they do offer it to annual pass holders, but that it's one of the biggest perks of it is that you get the photo pass.
Yeah.
And she was saying that like for an annual pass holder,
you
already have that. So one of the biggest perks isn't even really great for an annual pass holder.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I haven't looked into Disneyland stuff in a while. It's been a while since I've been out there, but
the more kind of the thought, the reason why I brought it up is because, you know, do we think Disney World is going to start charging for FastPass?
I don't know if they'll start charging. I think there could be a charging for something like Universal's Express Pass, which I do find is a different concept.
Like an unlimited?
Well, they do unlimited. They also do single time usage. I may see that. To me, I think we are more moving into the lineless age. So I think like talking about this, like the Jimmy Fallon thing. Virtual line type thing. When we're talking about Volcano Bay, not even, we've heard of Volcano Bay, like there's not even really a place to line up. Like there's not like there is a queue. There is a queue that's like, you know, 20 feet. Or, you know, the small lines, areas where people, when it's their time, they go. And if it's not your time, you're not going up there. So it's not going to feel the same. And I think you're going to see a similar thing at Jimmy Fallon. Somewhat they're doing that at Dumbo right now, where you go wait in that pen, the playpen. But instead, imagine just being able to walk around and do whatever you want. I think it's great. I hope that's where it goes. I don't, even money side, money part put aside, I think that with technology, we should have seen this a long time ago. And you're right. Yeah. We have seen some of it with My Magic or My Magic Experience and with FastPass Plus. But being limited on it, not being able to do the idea of checking into a standby line or still having that option of being forced to it. And what I am interested in Jimmy Fallon is what is going to happen? Is it going to be like a fast pass line where you still could be standing there 15, 20 minutes? Or is it going to be, this is your ride time? Because they're going to know exactly when the ride times are pretty much because it's a show. So you come back, you're here, your show is the 3:55 show. And you go back 5 minutes early and you go into the 3:55 show because they have that allotted, the amount of seats perfect because it's kind of like Soarin'.
Yeah.
So that's my, that's what I hope. I hope it's like that. It's almost very specific. Instead of a window, it's you have tickets to the 3:55 show of Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Because the biggest flaw to FastPass is it slows down dramatically based on park capacity.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I mean. Like it, and so does Universal's, because Universal, they sell an unlimited amount of them. So if it gets more popular, people buy them more. I've had people wait an hour for Kong in a fast pass. We know Horror Nights have done that. So there is this like double-edged sword that got to play. But I do think that we are in the age of going lineless and going virtual waiting. And I think that within a year to 2 years, we'll see it completely Universal. And I think probably within 5 years, we'll see it at Disney.
Why do you think Universal is so risky and going
smaller, cheaper?
Yeah, like they're just
smarter.
Well, it's less of a of a beast to handle. It's two parks. Right now it's three parks. Yeah. It's one resort, all connected. People are going, they have to do these things to attract people
in. Right. That's the thing. Disney, regardless, is always slammed. Even when attendance is, quote, down, it's still absurd the amount of people that are going through there.
And very few people, except for now, you could say the Harry Potter thing, but I'd say that's kind of come and gone to the extent of people. Still, obviously, that's why they're going to Universal. But I still think no one or a small percentage of people go to Orlando without going to Disney compared to the amount of people that go to Orlando and don't go to Universal. Right. And you're going to Universal as, oh, let's go over there for a day. Let's see Potter. You know, our friends who are booking the vacation, who are obsessed with Harry Potter, they're still staying at Disney. So Universal has to come up with ways to appeal. That's why the new ad campaign is so good. It's why the lineless thing is going to become so popular with them, because you're able to say, oh, you're annoyed over there? That's going to be the next line when they can roll out in the whole park. It's going to be, you're annoyed over there? Waiting in lines all day? Well, guess what? Come over here.
You don't have to wait in a line.
No lines. And when they can announce that, and when Disney can announce that, I think you're going to see a huge upturn, because what you have is that you've lost two generations of people to me. An older generation that physically can't, don't know about the guest assistance pass, the disability passes, or don't want to go to the parks because they just don't want to deal with that hassle. And then a younger generation that's saying, I'm not going to Disney.
I'm not going to waste an hour of my time.
I'm not going on vacation waiting in lines anymore.
Right.
I'm not going to do it. And I think there's two sides of that coin. And if they can figure out how to solve that and say, you can come to Disney World, not wait in lines. You can go to Universal, not wait in lines. You're going to have a huge rush of people that go, okay, I'm back in. Let's give this a try.
Yeah, I agree with that.
FastPass Plus, to an extent, was that. But because of the limitations, the three attractions, the not being able to go park to park, I do believe you're able to book your whole day out, though it doesn't necessarily work that way. You would have people go, oh, that's interesting. I'd consider going back. But so I think there will be an upturn when they can announce those things, when their ad campaigns are, Disney World has gone lineless. Will be a huge deal.
Right.
But I think because of the scope of Walt Disney World, the amount of attractions, the amount of parks, the amount of employees, the amount of training, because you're going to, I said this about that Jimmy Fallon one, you're going to have so many people that don't understand.
Right.
So Will's right. It could be a total mess just because people go, where do I get in line? You don't get in line. Hey, what do you mean I don't get in line?
I got my line thing. Where do I go? Well, wherever you want. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah. The education. It's the same with my Magic experience. Like, it's taken a few years for people to really understand it. There's still plenty of people coming going, where's my paper fast pass? So to me, my Magic experience is the Blu-ray.
Right. Yeah. I get the analogy here.
Or is even, not the DVD.
The Netflix yet.
Right. We're almost there.
Right.
And this is the stopgap. Not that there aren't Blu-rays still. Majority of people are going to a streaming or a downloadable service. I think that's where we are with my Magic experience. It's this almost there. It's training people to go to the next level, which is, okay, now book your vacation this way. Now you have allotted times. Now you have virtual waiting, which I think is actually even smarter than allotted times, because it does give you some flexibility. And
well, and also if it's an in-park thing, it does make
you
it
gotta
a, little
be
bit,
in there.
A little bit more democratic rather than someone who doesn't know that they have to book fast passes in advance for a vacation.
Right.
You know, like, I still feel like there's a big segment of the population that goes, cool, I bought my tickets to Disney, booked my flights, go down there, stayed in my hotel. Wait, why can't I get these fast passes? Not just that it's not a paper, but
yeah, they just don't understand.
They don't realize that, oh, I have to link it up to my ticket
200 days before.
Yeah. Like, and to me, that's still a little bizarre. Like, I still don't like the concept of it being that far in advance.
Yeah.
But I feel like if it's an in-park thing where it's like, you schedule out your times, you go do this, you do all that, like, it does give you a...
Even if it's on your phone,
yes,
but your phone knows you're there.
Right.
Then, yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I would, like, experiencing, like I said, the VIP tours last time and seeing it, I'm very much... And look, we're going to be able to tell you about this in, like, 3 months.
Right.
Because Jimmy Fallon opens the first week of April. So, I mean, you're talking about not technology that was announced. And again, it's Universal playing that card right, which is don't announce that until we are almost there.
Right.
Because then it goes, oh, that's awesome. Now, everyone kind of thought it was coming because they did announce it for Volcano Bay. But that's because a lot of people probably wouldn't go to a water park. And now people like me who would never go to a water park are going, That sounds kind of cool.
Because if you think waiting in line in a theme park is terrible.
All I think is Wet n' Wild.
It's the worst when you're waiting in line.
Holding the big raft.
For 10 seconds on a dang water slide.
I got this raft. I got to go up 5 flights of stairs. Yeah,
you're lugging it up with me.
Burning. Burning flesh.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wear that sunscreen.
Yeah, but I mean, if they can avoid that, because that's and I think that's they knew there was. It's the exact same thing that Disney, when that rollout happens, which is no lines. It'll be such a big deal because to me, I for the first time in my adult life went, I'm probably going to go to Volcano Bay.
Also, when you saw that giant volcano
on the interstate. That's what I also love about Universal. Forget this. You got to go 20 miles in to you never will see the Magic Kingdom. You'll never see a castle from anywhere except for on the resort. They're like, let's put a volcano next to the interstate. How big? Huge.
Huge.
Make it huge.
I-4 volcano.
But look, we're going to see it. They're going to see us like putting it together for a couple of years. Who cares?
Right. It's called advertising.
Right. Right.
People go, what is that?
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to Volcano Bay, but I am looking forward to the tech because I think the tech is going to become the tech will make its way to Disney. It just will. There's no if it doesn't, it's just because they've made the calculated decision that it's not financially worth it to them to do it. What do you think, Terry, as Will leaves the studio?
I think it's definitely the future.
The future.
For financial reasons for Disney alone. I mean, me spending money rather than me waiting in a line and going, I'm just
like, even if it's a half an hour. Like, we're not talking about it has to be a 2-hour wait.
No.
Imagine it's a half an hour wait. You're like, half an hour? Okay. I'm here. It's a half hour wait, let's say, at, I'm trying to come up with an example, at like Frozen. Somehow it's half an hour. It's probably not going to happen ever, but let's say it's a half an hour wait. You're like, all right. Well, I'm right here.
The queues
I'm
going to
go grab a table and chairs and have a drink, and I'll check back in 30 minutes, go ride. And yeah. You know,
have to go to La Cava.
Right. And you will, because you may not go to another attraction. You may go see a show. You may be not. But I think a lot of people will spend that time exploring. And what is exploring typically? Shopping.
Yeah. And even the – I consider myself someone who knows what I'm doing with my Disney experience. I just made 4 days of reservations for someone that's worked with me and my mother who are going down at the end of the month.
You're going again?
No. And I made their fast pass. I did, you know, help them with all their dining reservations. They wanted to rent our DVC points that we had left over for the year and go to Saratoga. And man, with the system being down, it took like 3.5 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I know what I'm doing. What's
interesting? The little stitch.
The little stitch keeps coming up. I posted that on the DVC podcast page. But yeah, but super interesting to pro tip, if you want to go to Disney towards the end of the month, there were 9 o'clock fast passes at all 4 parks every day available, which tells you that they're going the perfect time it's going
to
be.
That's the greatest. This right now is the best time to be in the park.
Yeah.
When it comes to the weather can be hit or miss, but when it comes to the crowds. So let's kind of go around the horn. How long do you think until we see at least a new attraction? Like you said, maybe it's Star Wars Land. Maybe it's not the whole park, kind of like what they're doing at Universal. How long do you think until we see? Well, it's prediction, and when it actually happens, or if it ever happens, we'll go back and we'll go to this episode and see who is right. Before we see line, or we see virtual waiting at Disney World for the masses.
I think more than likely, Star Wars Land, that's a big component of it. If they are smart and do a Universal-style surprise, Avatar Land, Pandora opens, and guess what? Right. You don't have to wait in line. Like, yeah. It could be, but I think Star Wars Land is more likely than not when it is.
Terry.
The optimist in me says that's going to be for Avatar Land, but the realist in me says after Star Wars Land opens and it's a complete disaster, they come up with it and start trying to roll it out.
Yeah, I think we got a solid. Now, Star Wars Land may be about this apart, so I think that's probably both are good guesses. I'll just put a year on it. I'll say 4 years until we see it in a section are more than just on attraction.
How long before Universal goes full park with it, you think?
End of 2018, I think.
Wow.
If not sooner.
See, Disney technically kind of tried it at Dumbo. You're right. I mean, they kind of...
The thing is, it's not like this is breaking technology. This is just someone going, oh, we're building this new attraction. We have technology on the phone. What are we doing? Why are we building another standby line? And that's all it is. It's going, oh, we can monetize this. Oh, we can build a cool museum people can walk around while they wait if the line is not 3 hours long and they can hang out. And if it is 3 hours long, you can go over to Hogsmeade. You can go over to wherever. You could go see the Blues Brothers. You know, you could do like Will said or so many other things. When we were out there, the amount of characters and stuff they were having, it was almost like they were anticipating this. Because characters are all of a sudden aplenty at Universal.
The trick to
something
this...
like the Grinch there, aplenty.
The trick to this execution is going to be, say it's a 3-hour wait, that you're not stuck not doing anything for 3 hours.
Right. You That's have to be able to do other things.
Yeah, you can't like be held hostage in a theme park and not able to do anything. So that's the...
And I think that's not what it'll be. I think they're thinking that through. It's not a... I don't know if you'll be able to check into another attraction. That's going to be one of the things.
But I guess you could with fast, old school fast passes.
And there still will be walk-ons. I think there's also that, is that not every ride is going to have this because the Mummy sometimes gets to a 5-minute wait. Or Men in Black, or some of these.
Yeah, and just run on.
You walk right on. So I think there will be still standby lines in the traditional sense. They're just not going to be, like, you're going to go up and go, hey, it's like going to a restaurant. Are walk-ins available?
Yeah.
No? Come back in 20 minutes. Are the walk-ins available? Yes. Go right ahead. That's what I feel like it's going to be. And then there'll be like a cutoff where they go, okay, we're not wanting more than this people walking in 20 minutes or something like that. I think that's more likely where it will go because you can't do, because you're right. And I think that's how that's going to work. I have no idea. We're just guesstimating here. And I hope you guys enjoyed our conversation. All right. We're not going to do listener questions with Lynn today because Lynn's not here, but I did put out a call for some questions. I got a few. A lot of them were very Lynn heavy. Not that we can't cover certain things, but a lot of room recommendations.
Yeah, that's kind of a Lynn thing.
Yeah, so this person, though, did say this. It was from Reed. He said, hey, guys, first timer, last timer from New Zealand.
What's that mean?
I know.
First time listener, last time I'm ever going to listen.
I'm ever going to ask a question? Like
first time, last time.
First time, long time.
Yeah, that's...
Is that how they say it in New Zealand?
First time, last time.
That's insane.
Cutting out that.
First time, last time. That was my Tamatoa doing. There you go. Back to where it was Bingo Bango Bongo. From New Zealand, how many park days to cover everything? Well, that's pretty much impossible to cover everything at Walt Disney World. And but if you weren't talking about just the parks, let's limit it to the four majors. What do you think?
How many days?
It depends on what time of the year you're going.
Okay. Well, let's say a decent medium time.
3 weeks.
3 weeks to do four parks?
A lot of stuff to do, folks.
Okay. Will's crazy. He's taking one of those British vacations. I wonder.
He's from New Zealand.
Same thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
What do you think, Terry?
If it's older kids, I would say your time is going to be, you won't need as much time. But if you got younger kids, you're going to need a good week to really do, you know, at least 6 days. I mean, let's say 6 days.
Yeah.
If you've never done the parks, I think is a good.
Yeah, I think to me, I would say minimum of five days.
Sticking with 3 weeks.
Well, stick with 3 weeks.
You want to do everything, and you don't have fast passes.
You don't understand the new My Magic Place. Before, they introduced virtual lines.
Right.
It's a pain. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Oh, Terry's got one.
We can answer that one.
I don't want to do them.
Will's the boss here, but okay, quickly.
I'm going to chop it out.
Here, we'll let Terry just answer
real fast. Not going
to
make
Looking to plan a trip middle of May 2017. How impacted will be the construction at the Wilderness Lodge and any room recommendations, and also considering the Yacht Club or the Boardwalk if construction is terrible? Terry, go.
I think I would stay away from Wilderness Lodge right now. It is crazy. I was over there. There is a ton of construction. The pools, I don't know if they'll even be open by then. It looks like...
It looks like they're always in construction.
Yeah, I mean, it's really under construction over there. Okay. Like, they've cleared... They've torn
kind
down...
Kind of like, are you a little pregnant? Or, no, like, she's really pregnant?
Yes, it's really pregnant over there. I highly recommend Boardwalk. That's a great resort. Your walking distance. Or the Yacht Club, but I like Boardwalk.
All right. Any room recommendations, Terry? See, nope.
Yeah, you know what I would do? You know what I would do?
We weren't taking it.
Because you know why we don't know these things?
You know what I would... Here's my recommendation. Don't get a pool view because that's crazy noisy.
Get a boardwalk view? Or feels like that would be noisy.
Get a garden view. There's a garden view option.
There's a garden? Yeah. Find me in the garden. All right. That's going to do it for today's show on WDW Today. That was kind of counterintuitive, but you know what I mean. Thanks to the greatest band of podcasting off kilter. Thanks to Away Travel. And awaytravel.com/WDW. Use that promo code WDW. Get your $20 off. And let us know if you're ordering, because it really helps us out a lot. And that's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
Oh, don't you on the next show. Dig it!